Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
No justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate. It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Without no struggle, it won't be peace. Hey, yeah, that's
what's
a hit
up,
right
what's
there.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, world? Glad everybody tuned in today. My name is Paul Fenwick Bay, also known as Crown Holder Cuzzo.
And this is the Black Power Ranger, also known as Christopher Aitman. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Got a good show lined up again today. Topic of discussion is going to be relationships. We got the hotlines jumping, hotline bling. So hopefully y'all stay tuned so you can get your voice out and be heard by the other callers and listeners.
Okay. You said relationship roles?
Yeah, relationship roles. Excuse me.
Okay.
Relationship right. Roles. So it should be a very good interactive show today. I know people want to call in and get their voice heard. So we're going to kick the show off, as we usually do, with the news. And once again, I want to say thank you for everybody listening, tuning in to Third Eye Radio. We are one Black Power Nation, Black Power Family.
All day.
Start the news off. Let me see what I can think about that's detrimental that we need to know. It's important. Okay, a Ferguson activist by the name of Darren Seals, age 29, was found dead in a burning car in Riverview.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Rest in peace to him and, much love and condolences to the family of that individual. You know,
yeah,
it's kind of sad that we got leaders that step up in the community and, you know, for a positive thing, and you got dumbasses like this who still continue to patronize these people that stepping up for the community and still continue to oppress us, even though we have leaders emerging from the chaos.
Yes.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it's
though.
Crazy, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
it's
I don't know.
Sad.
He did, though. That's rest in peace. That's crazy, though. I don't know who killed him.
Yeah.
You think it was like some white supremacists, or you think it was, you know what I mean? Do they know who killed him?
I didn't read that in the report. There may be another report out there that actually speaks on actually who the suspects are or suspect. But the one I read did not go into detail about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I do believe it was an act of racism, to be honest with you, because I don't see why any other of our people will want to kill
right.
Yeah, kill one of their own and stand up for some cause.
Right. Yeah, it probably was some white people. Who knows? Well, let's see if justice be served, man. Let's hope we do, but it ain't gonna get served until we start serving justice ourselves.
That's true. You know? That's true. It's sad, man. We gotta stand up, but you know it's all good. Just like we talked about in the other show, all somebody else gonna do is pick up where their brother left off. That ain't nothing but more fuel to the fire.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But yeah.
Also on Labor Day, Chicago reaches 500 murders for 2016. 13 out of 65 people that were shot on Labor Day died due to gunshot wounds.
Wow, 500 already. And more murders than
days.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And black on black, man. That's the crazy part about it right now. How long are we going to keep on doing this?
That's true. That's true. We need to reach out to Chicago. You know, everybody listening, you know, we need to reach out to Chicago in this time of prayer and remorse. And we also need to reach out to help strengthen their communities out there, the black conscious communities, and edify our youth. And
The question is, how can we, you know, get them to start killing each other? What's the solution to that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, man, what can we do to be like, man, you don't got to kill each other, you know? But same time, it's a whole bunch of things mixed in. Like, a lot of people who get shot and done something shiesty to a person or kill somebody, and it's just revenge, you know, pretty much. So, like, we have to teach people forgiveness. Like, just let some shit go. You ain't got to kill nobody over no petty shit, no money, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, everybody don't think the same. At the same time, you know, people don't need to be trying to get over on people either, though, you know? So it's like, man, it's a double-edged sword in a way.
That's
true. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy, especially in Chicago. Shout out to Chi-Town.
That's true, 100%, man. We got to find solutions to these problems, or these problems are going to keep continuing. And that should be the number one agenda on all our plates. I mean, solutions to these problems. We already acknowledge the problems, and we know what's going on around us, but what can we do, or what can you do to help prevent these? You know, we got
to
shield our children from this violence.
We need to put Bama God on air. We're gonna talk about
Bama
God on there about the killer. Yeah, he gonna really express it.
Yeah, Bama God ain't playing with him. You know, Bama God gonna keep it short and simple. Bang bang. You know. That's it. Can you do this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all Bama God wanna know. Can you do this to the right like this? Can you put it to the left? Can you cock it back? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bama God, man.
Hey, shout out to Bama God, man. We're looking for you. We're going to tap you in whenever we see you.
Yeah, always, always. Loyal listener.
But, yeah, any more news?
Yeah. Also, Obama is standing behind, excuse me if I mispronounce his name, Kaepernick. Obama is standing behind Kaepernick. He's standing behind him because Kaepernick is actually using his constitution. So that's good to know that the president is actually standing behind him as opposed to, you know, being defiant against his constitution, because you are the president of the United States. So you represent every individual that's under your government. So that's good support right there. Shout out to Obama. Obama, if you're listening, you know, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you on that move to the ladder guts.
Right. You know, Obama's finally did something. That's what's up. But it's about time. You know what I mean? Should have been doing something, honestly, but can't criticize nobody in that position because we don't know what they got to go through or whatever. But, you know, if it was me, it'd be a different story in my mind, you know. But
mm-hmm.
Shout out to Obama. Shout out to Captain Nate, first and foremost.
Yeah, shout out, man. Big ups, man. Obama, I know you're listening, and you know, I just want to say that we, you know what I'm saying, I really appreciate you standing up to do that. You know, Mr. President, you know, I don't agree with you on too many things that you do, but I do agree with you on that right there.
You get a salute, man. So what he say, he supported, like, what he just, like, I understand, it's cool. He approve of it.
Yeah, basically he's saying he support Kaepernick for not standing up during the anthem because he feel like America's not justified with the killings of the children and things like that, the black racist supremacist murders and things like that. So, you know, that was real good to actually hear that the president stand behind it because, I mean, we got to have power from a powerful figure. We got to have support.
Yeah, true. I wanted to do the president acknowledge New Era, like New Era Chicago, New Era Detroit, to be out here in the community helping out the black people, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
People like that, he need to stand up for them people too. Not only the big name people that's gonna get you some clout with the sports fans or whatever, you know, like they got these people, you know what I mean, putting their blood, sweat and tears in it. But you know what I mean, eventually he ain't about to be the president.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part, so right. So that could be Hillary or Donald Trump. Which one? Which one of the poisons do you want? So at least Obama, we was pretty much decent. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Life's still fucked up, but, you know, it was a doable fuck-up, I guess. You know what I mean? If you be a slave to the system, work a job, get you a little crib, you know, just continue to be a slave, what you do, but we about to go to a whole nother government. And I give it no more than 10 years. They gonna, these Europeans going to kill each other off, so we don't need to be in the crossfire.
That's true, man.
Man, I'm telling you, we do not need to be in that crossfire. Let them do all that evil shit to each other, and we be on our own, on defense, making sure they ain't on no bullshit.
That's true. That's true. Also, while we're talking about the news, I want to discuss that, I don't know how everybody else feel about this, but I want to hear your opinion on this too, King. But I feel like the media is actually exhibiting white supremacy in a form of fashion that they're actually making it to seem like it's normal. So it's like, really, to me, it seems like the media, I'm going to repeat it again, it seems like the media is making white supremacy seem as though it's normal. Like, they're actually advertising this and promoting this. And it's like,
right.
You know, basically the media really dictate a lot of things that happen in America, whether we like it or know it or not. You know, it is a form of power used by the media to divert attention of the masses of the individuals, you know, at one single event. But at the end of the day, it's like, we got to wise up, you know, we conscious. We got to come out of this. A lot of people don't watch the news. I mean, if you don't, if you do, it doesn't matter to me. If you do watch the news, you should be conscious enough to figure out what's bullshit and what's not bullshit. If you don't watch the news, then how the hell you going to know if something happening in your community that's detrimental to your health or your family's health? So at the end of the day, it's a give-take situation. But I just want to say that we all need to remain conscious and individual at thought and actions and aware of what's going on with the media and what they're doing to actually propagate such actions as white supremacy.
Right. Exactly. I agree. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I don't watch TV at all, but, you know, I be updated by it.
Yeah.
Luckily, I got people like I got you as a friend, so I can, you know, if there's anything, I know you're going to post about it. I get most of my news from Facebook. Honestly.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
You know, but that's because I just don't watch TV at all. Like, I don't watch movies. I don't watch, you know, shows. I haven't watched movies in so long. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, dang, I ain't watched a movie in a long time. I ain't really been having no time for it. So it would have been wasting my, I be trying not to waste my time, you know. I be trying to stay productive throughout my day and keep something going for myself.
That's true.
But yeah.
That's true. That's true. We got to stay conscious, people. Stay aware. Never let anyone control or dictate how you feel, you know, or what you're thinking. That's the point of being consciousness. But we're going to keep it on moving. Hope everybody listened to the news, heard something interesting. So we're going to keep on moving right into the topic of discussion, which would be relationship roles. Bro, I don't know if you want to speak first. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
No, you can go ahead. You good.
Okay. Basically, I want to clarify that I want to clarify dominance in a relationship. Okay. It's a lot of men that actually, we are the dominant more individuals of the woman. But at the end of the day, brains ain't got nothing to do with dominance. A lot of men feel as though because they are the male or the so-called alpha male that they have sole control over the things that happen in the relationship, over what the woman does, what he does, family events. And they really don't let the woman get any hearsay, period, about things. And I just want to say that to men like that, it's really not right, honestly. It's not right. And it's a king. It's another humble king that understands power and respect. And basically what you're doing is when you're doing them things to your queen, because the average woman don't like that shit, to be honest. It is some women out here who don't mind being bossed around and don't mind being submissive. You know, all women don't mind being submissive. Let me say that. But a woman is not going to be submissive to an idiot. She's not going to be submissive to someone who she can't learn from, who she can't grow with or understand in the likeness of prosperity and life. So at the end of the day, we got to understand that even in them circumstances, we got to learn how to prevail. We got to learn how to understand our spouse. And we got to understand that at any time, someone can take your queen or your king. So do what you can to your utmost abilities to keep that individual. You know what I'm saying? So we never know what comes along in our relationship. So just stay prepared, people. Stay prepared. Stay strong. I believe in black love 100%. I believe in long-term relationships. I'm all for it. I'm all for marriage. But I'm not for disobedience and abuse. I mean, you know, us being kings, we know what's right. We know what's wrong. We are born on this world to actually, you know, govern self. So you yourself know what's right and what's wrong. You know, you don't want people doing certain things to you. Don't do them to your spouse. You know what I'm saying? No person more dominant than the other. So it's basically like a stepping tool. I mean, you both use each other to get ahead and get what you need. You know, no one weaker than the other because this is my point of view, people. Your spouse should have your weaknesses or your strengths or vice versa. You know, it should be like the yin and the yang. You know what I'm saying? Because if both of y'all
have
the same strength.
Thing.
Yeah, real talk. Should want the same things out of life also.
Yeah, because like what I think about it, like if you break down the words, it's relay, shun ship. You know, you on the ship. You know, so who gonna be the captain? You know what I mean? First y'all gotta figure out who the captain of the ship. And it could be either or. It don't mean the man gotta be the captain or you know what I mean, or vice versa. But who gonna be the captain, who leading the ship? And both of y'all need to be on the same page. That's what I believe. And you know what I mean, work out the differences or whatever, you know what I mean? Like he said, compliment each other. And yeah, I think as far as roles go, you know, now rules, that's a whole other thing, but roles of relationship, yeah. I think, you know, it, you know what I mean? In retrospect, the man's supposed to be the protector, though. Protector, the provider, you know.
Yes, it's true.
The supporter, you know, women. Well, women are supposed to be support too, supportive, you know, supposed to make sure the family good, you know. And, you know, she can also provide as well, you know. And, but as far as protection, it's the man's duty to protect the woman, period. The woman and child, it's the man's duty. I feel like in any relationship, you know what I mean, a woman is looking for protection too. She ain't just looking for love. She don't want no love and then hear a punk on the street. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying. She want protection. She want to be protected. She want to feel. She want to feel safe around you. Like, man, he gonna take a bullet from me type protection. You know.
That's true. That's true. A lot of men are afraid that, you know, step up for their woman. Don't no woman want no sucker. I mean, it's not really about so much as going hard, because it's many ways that you can define going hard, or many ways you can define having courage. It's not about being stupid either. You know, so you
gotta
learn how to
defend.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to use both. You know what I mean, King?
Right.
Yeah, I know
exactly.
How to use
you
both.
Know what I mean?
You know?
You gotta be smart too. Yeah, you're right, because you know, I mean, you can wind up getting yourself shot over a female. Somebody touch your booty in the club and you see it's a gang of niggas, you know they got guns, and you know you don't even got a gun, and you know what they in.
That's true. It's true. It's true. No, don't be afraid to stand up for your woman. I mean, if you want something hard enough, you either gonna work hard for it or you're gonna fight for it. You know, I'm not saying to go out here and be careless, because the point of y'all companionship is to be together forever. Now you go out here and do some dumb shit and you die, you ain't gonna be together forever. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, realistically speaking, it's very rare that you'll find a queen or a king, honestly, that's loyal to death, meaning that once their spouse pass away, they really stay humble and don't marry again, don't have no sexual activities with another. That's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just basically that you got to understand, you know, the ins and outs to it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, this is a good conversation, man. This is a good conversation. It's a very good, very great conversation. But
man,
you gotta learn how to play both sides of the field, Kings. It's more or less like you don't be thuggish with your woman. Don't be rough with your woman. Don't be thuggish. Don't be gangster with your woman, man. You can't. I mean, your woman supposed to know your weaknesses. She supposed to know a side of you nobody else knows. You feel me? That's how you gain that trust, because you're letting down your guard towards this queen. She's understanding you. She's appreciating the fact that you 100 with her, the fact that you not, you know what I'm saying, trying to be not sensitive about situations. So
right.
You got to understand, yeah, you laid a mighty hand down on these knuckleheads out here in these streets. You know you got to keep it strict. But at the end of the day, when it comes to your queen, do not be thugging with your queen, man. Come on now, King. Really?
And that's, like, if that's your queen, if you call her your girlfriend or whatever, you know, like, man, treat her with respect, man. Like, motherfuckers gotta stop cheating on each other, too. I think that's crazy. Like, man, just be honest, you know? If you know what I mean, want to mess around with other girls, man, break up with her. Shit, because that's what y'all gonna wind up doing anyway. You want to cheat on her.
That's true. That's true. And that comes down to basically wisdom. You know, to me,
right.
That comes down to, because at the end of the day, how I see it, you know, and you got to excuse me, I'm going to say that a lot when we on air, because it's always discrepancies, but, you know, I'm just speaking from my own personal perspective on things. You know what I mean? But how I see it is that we shouldn't be cheating on our queens, you know, and it's really mental. It's a mental thing, and it's a maturity thing. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to be mature enough to know that you got something good at home. You got to be mature enough to fight temptation. Temptation is all around you every day, especially it seems like when you got a girl, that's when everybody on your line, yeah. When you got a girl, that's when everybody want to talk to you. you know, conversate with you. Now they want to smoke a cigarette with you. You know, they want to jump in your inbox because they see you happy. They see you happy now. So you got to understand that it ain't nothing really, but most of the time, it's just people trying to break up a happy home because they don't really want shit. They don't want shit. And this is real because if they wanted something, they're going to find their own. Because at the end of the day, they know that if they can help you get out of a relationship with that individual, somebody else can come along and help the same motherfucker get out of a relationship with your ass. So they don't want shit. We got to wise up. We got to wise up. We got to wise up. Me personally, I don't believe in 2, 3, 4, 5 wives. I believe in one wife. You know, it's other guys out there who believe in having more than one wife. For me personally, all I need is one woman. That's all I need.
Right. I feel like, I don't know, like that polygamy stuff, like I can understand it, you know what I mean, to a certain extent, you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, it's all about the people. If everybody happy, then what can I say about it, you know? If that's what that individual tools do, what can I say about it? Y'all got a happy home and it's working for you? Cool, but me, that's a lot of time I got to spend with each individual woman, and then they're going to be feeling like I ain't, you know what I mean, women always already want your time, so if you ain't spending that time, I don't know, man. I ain't that greedy, so, you know, I'm cool with one, too. I just need that one who's going to be as determined and dedicated for this movement as me, man. It's going to push me to do better, and push her to do better, and we both are going to do better. That's all I need, you know? And you know what I mean? Of course, you got to be, like, attractive in my eyes, too, to a certain extent, you know? Like, she ain't got to be the baddest chick, but, you know, man, she got to be, I got to, like, have some type of physical attraction, too. We are in the physical world, you know? Beauty in her eyes, so, you know?
That's true. And, you know, it made me think about this. People say that when they're in a relationship, Loyalty is key. So at the end of the day, you got five women. You got one man, got five women. How the hell is he being loyal? I mean, this is just honest shit. Like, loyal mean that you basically loyal towards that one individual. That's, to me, that's loyalty. How can you be loyal to me and be loyal to 4, 5, 6 other guys at the same time? I mean, honestly, it just really don't make sense to me, kings and queens. If you loyal to me, then you gonna understand me. I'm gonna understand you. It take a lifetime to understand the individual. The human, humans evolve every day. A woman's emotions evolve every day. You know what I'm saying? So do kings. So how the hell you mean to tell me that you gonna be able to understand me and 3 or 4 other dudes at the same time? How is that peace? How is that peace? You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's just chaotic. You know what I'm saying? It's very controversial. That's the word I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? It's very controversial because people feel different ways. But we know right from wrong. You can feel how you want at the end of the day. You know right from wrong.
Yeah, I agree totally on that, man. And, you know, when you're talking about being faithful to 4 people, you're talking about, like, they talking to you and talking to, like, 4 other people at the same time?
Yeah, I'm talking about
four people at once. Or you're talking about
a relationship. Like, a relationship, marriage, you know, having sex with 4 people. We going out, you know, different weekdays, different individuals. You know, like, how people
like
actually
just
do
just
being
a hoe in the marriage.
Basically, a legal hoe. I mean,
right.
It ain't really legal, but, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
A legitimate hoe, that's all it's called.
And that's on both sides. Amen.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, man. Yeah, that's crazy. I ain't gonna lie, like, that's just deception, you know, at the end of the day. So. Like you said, if you know it ain't right, then don't do it.
Yeah, we got to be more, we got to step more correct in our relationships. I mean, It's no right or wrong way. It's no right or wrong way when it comes to fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Because we all fuck up. You know, we all fuck up. But just because a person cheat one time, that don't make the individual a cheater. And I believe a lot of people will actually lose a lot of great kings in the making or queens in the making because of one mistake. You know, I just want to say don't give up easy. Don't give up so easy. Everybody deserves a second chance. Everybody deserves a second
chance. Right. So you want to go to the callers?
We can go to the lines, you know, if basically we can go to the lines if you don't have anything that you would like to say.
I'm good. I pretty much, you know, you covered it. Sure. And then I said a little bit, so I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm single. Yeah, let's take it to the lines.
All right. For those of you who've never been through this experience before, and those of you who have, then you already know how the rundown goes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say the first three digits of your area code. Then I'm going to say the last four digits of your number so you can identify yourself as being that caller. And then I'm going to patch you through so that you can actually talk with us and voice your opinion. When we patch you through, please tell us basically, I guess, your name or your Facebook, your contact information, and please tell us where you're calling from. So I'm going to go ahead and spin this thing, spin the callers around, and I'm going to choose a caller. So let's go. Everybody get their thoughts together. For those who don't know what we're talking about tonight, the topic of discussion is relationships. Relationships. So let's do it. First call I'm going to bring to the line is going to be area code 64. Last four digits is going to be 7244. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, peace, love, black power. How's the family?
Peace.
How you brothers doing?
Caller, you there? You there?
Yeah, can you brothers hear me?
Yeah, Black Power, man. Black Power forever.
Black Power, absolutely, absolutely. Black Power, Black Power, brother. I wanted to kind of chime in on the discussion, and this is a very important discussion, you know, as it relates, because I had the opportunity of going down to my first RBG weekend down in Fort Worth, Texas. And one thing I saw there, even as we're talking about relationships, coming about seeing about you can't love your queen or you can't protect your queen. I can't protect my queen anymore that I'm going to protect myself. Even as it relates to us protecting. Now, this is my analysis, even according to, black culture and black history. Because one thing we've always had a relationship with as a people was our ancestors, as African people, as black people. We've always had a relationship with our ancestors. And,
that's true.
You know, and if you see it now, our people, children, adults, going into adults, they don't have that connection to their yesterday. They could, you know, even a lot of these kids now, they don't listen to elders. You know, they could care less. They could curse all around elders. And again, going back again to a brother or a sister cannot treat the person they are to love if they're not treating, you know, their elders, if they're not treating their parents with respect, if they don't love themselves. This is an African proverb. Be careful of the man that comes to give you clothes, but he is naked himself. You understand? And that's something we should be very mindful of, even as we're having this discussion and being critical. And I definitely did want to touch on the polygamy because that does also, again, talk about relationships. Now, I do know my teacher my priest, comedic priest, Uncle Benu, that brother has two wives. And, you know, like the brother said, it may not be made for everybody, but I do know polygamy is, even after studying history, you know, going back to the Black Power times, you know, and there's a difference between polygamy and concubines. Polygamy and concubines, even when we look at the deficit that we are in as a Black people, and we talk about we want to have gas, or we want to have global African supremacy, or we want to have more identity. You know, there is a lot of populating that we have to do. So me, myself, if there is a man that is practicing, man and women, that are practicing the polygamous marriage, I have to take my hats off and salute them, because that is definitely the identity that we need to take, even as we're going into community. Because right now, we know a lot of our brothers are locked down in jail. We already know that. Even with the brothers that we have to see getting killed, the Austin brother, Trayvon Martin, a lot of brothers, you know, the system, the brothers are probably the most endangered species on the face of the earth. You know, everybody comes for us as Black men. And just looking at how important it is to cultivate, even with you two brothers, and this is how I'm looking at it. If you have a worthwhile idea, or if you have a worthwhile culture worthy of being populated, worthy of being duplicated, worthy of being abundant, then I couldn't get mad at you all for having, that's like a person wanting to burn more or less than burning one CD. You have your 20 CD burner. That's which one is going to get it popping for you. And that is the main thing that I'm seeing, and that I even see from, you know, seeing my teacher. You know, see, it's more of culture, it's more of a community. And it's and one thing that is important is that person that is practicing, or the persons that are practicing polygamy, that they must have the relationship with themselves in place and according to the ancestors. So therefore, what you are doing today is going to help redeem and help restore what we lost on yesterday. And I think that has a lot to do with identifying. But there are some of us as brothers and sisters that we wouldn't be ready for polygamy, because we are coming back from the God concept. And from the God concept, rather than, and I know this from brothers, rather than looking at the woman as being the almighty goddess, or giving your reverence, or respecting, paying your homage to the woman, a man will walk around like he's just the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think that has set the tone for the homosexual environment that we have today. Now, that's one thing that I know that is definitely hurting us. So I would be happy if more people would practice polygamy and do it in the righteous context, because there are brothers out here right now that are not brothers, but there are guys that are marrying each other. You know, as we speak, there are women marrying each other. So I feel like even in practicing certain things inside our relationship, it is going to help balance or help offshoot the stuff that is coming to basically take our culture, take our civilization, take that nationhood down. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of tap into the bill. I don't want to say too much, but definitely just this is a wonderful bill. Relationship is a must.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Thanks for your opinion, man.
I got a question for you, King.
Absolutely, brother.
You still there, King?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm here, brother.
Have you ever been married before yourself?
No, me myself, I haven't been married. No, sir, I haven't.
Do you know anyone who practices that belief?
Was that polygamy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I'm just asking because I don't know anyone personally, so I'm just asking, you know, trying to gain some insight, that's all.
Okay.
Do you see their marriage or their companionship as being successful?
I do, brother. And I see it being very successful. Even because one thing, and I'm gonna tell you if I can just be short-winded. Because now our sisters, rather than them thinking about going out there helping, offering themselves to help somebody else's child, we've grown to a place where I'm just going to help my own child. I'm just going to help my own. And what I've seen within the polygamous marriage, you understand, because the brother I know, he had his first wife first, in which he has children by her. But to see the second wife come in and to basically, you know, remove herself at that time, not saying that she's never going to have kids. Really, she didn't. I don't think she even desires to have kids right now at this time. But see her being so helpful. And we talk about the importance of homeschooling. We're talking about, because this would be complicated for just one wife to do, or one mother. You know, that mother is a cultivating spirit. You understand? So even from what I'm seeing, brother, even in business, to see one of them, you know, helping on one aspect of business, and because they have a business as well, and then seeing the other one help out, that's more, it seems, that is tied into what your identity is. Even when you're talking about the red, black, and green flag, if all three of us represented the red, black, and green flag, and we had three wives that were on the same, I think, and I'm pretty sure, scientifically, that would be more momentum. Because I think a lot of times when we look at polygamy, brother, we have to be careful not to view it from a European standard, you know, looking at like it's all about sex rather than procreating, rather than cultivating. Because us as Africans, it was never about, you know, just sex and getting our jizzes off. You understand? It was more that we were having sex. We were making love in order to do something, in order to bring a child. It wasn't like we were inquisitive. We didn't know what we were doing. So I think even, you know, and slowly but surely we are, you know, learning. And, you know, it ain't for everybody. Like you said, brother, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, I can understand that, Kane. I can understand that.
But the thing right here is family. The order, it's important about the order of the man, of the brother. This ain't no place to, like, let a dude get his jizzes off and you just want to go over there and have sex. It's not about that. You know, that's not what I see it being about. Nor is it about this one man feeding three sex-craved wives. You know, it is about cultivating ourselves and discipline. Discipline is a must for us to win and reclaim our liberation. So Black Power, family. Black Power, brother.
Black Power forever, man. Black Power forever.
Absolutely, brother.
That's true, man. I appreciate you calling in and, you know, actually voicing your opinion, King. You know, I don't know if you want to, but if you would like to, you can state your contact information, Facebook, you know, so people can hit you up or you can remain anonymous.
Okay, well, yeah, I am I'm Iquani Shai M Hotel. That's Iquanifshai M Hotel. And I am I'm with the Repat Nation. I'm pretty sure you brothers might have heard of Tyre RBG, the Repat Nation. Like I said, my priest, Heninsu priest, is Uncle Benu. And I hope we can get together and see you guys at that first annual Black Power Awards that they have down in
Atlanta. Yeah, I just seen the flyer for that, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think that's going to be a monumental event.
Man, yeah, we need to get some plans. Some people might need carpool. Definitely, that's what's up. Hey, how did you find out about the show?
We're just checking out. I was on Blog Talk. Radio and just saw you guys, and anytime I see that red, black, and green, man, I'm definitely all enthused, man. So like I said, shout outs to you guys, you brothers, doing your work, continue doing the work, doing the African work or black work to help restore us, man. So good, wonderful discussion tonight. Black power, black love to you brothers.
All right, cool. Yep. Black power.
That's right. Good luck. That's right. That's right, man. More love. The topic of discussion for those of people who just coming into the discussion. The topic of discussion is relationships. We're checking into the lines right now, letting the callers voice their own opinions on relationships or whatever, you know, view they want to hit on the aspect of relationships, companionships, testimony, philogamy, anything they want to speak of. I'm going to take it to the lines once again. Usually I call the first three or the area code, last four of your number, then I pass you through. So I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to spin it around. We're going to pick a random caller. All right. First three digits. And the area code is 469. Last four digits of the phone number. 0029. I'm going to pass you through.
0029. 0029.
00. What's the school?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Rick. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Black Power.
I'm the maximum power.
Indeed. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's
everything
good.
Thank you for tuning in to today's show.
Righteous, righteous. It's all about making room for something better.
Yeah.
Just to give a little something. Me and my wife just celebrated our 10th anniversary, July 31st. Was it easy? Why would I want it to be? Secondly, being in relationships, friendship, or marriageship is one of the primary things is learning about yourself and being a better self, the willingness to change.
I agree.
For the simple fact that you never know if you're being a living example to a married man, a married woman, a single man or a single woman, or a child that is thinking about being married or being single. We are all a living example. No matter what you're doing and how you're doing it, just when you think that no one is watching, the most important are watching. So be
That's
careful
true.
What you do and how you do it. You got to be careful what you do and how you do it, because I face that even with my own kids, with my own
That's
children.
True.
They're looking at me day in and day out from my faults to my triumphs. They encourage me from my faults to my triumphs. They've seen the embarrassing from my faults to my triumphs. It all starts within. You have no one to blame but yourself, because it is yourself that makes the ultimate choice. That is whether you go to God or not. At the end of the day, you're going to make a decision. But don't be too quick to put the devil on it or put God on it. God made me do it. The devil made me do it. It was in my heart. I talked to God, or the devil made me do it. Take responsibility. You'll get a nudge from several different directions. But what is attracting you the most? That'll be explaining your actions. Peace.
That's true. That's 100% true. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You said that this is your 15th anniversary?
10th year anniversary as of July
31st.
July 31st. My wife is from California. I'm from Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay. What's up, man?
So,
congratulations,
yeah,
man. That's what's up to be in a relationship like that.
Thank you. I mean, we pretty much re-groom each other from fussing and bickering and fighting. And at the end of the day, your apologies, you don't have to say I'm sorry. You can so much as look at that other person and just start smiling and grinning. And it's like, you're so like, stupid, like, what in the hell were we fussing about? I don't know, because you said, baby, it was stupid. It was dumb. What you want to eat for breakfast in the morning? Baby, I was thinking about, or how about, you know, so it's like, grow the hell up. Grow up.
Right.
Take the torch. You was wrong, I was wrong. You was right. I was right. We can magnify how much we were wrong in each other. We can do that all day. But prolong the life, prolong the love and the life of your relationship by magnifying that which is good in that other person. You have to do that. You're speaking life by what you do and what you say. Only thing that's going to do is encourage them to do better within themselves, to do better for you. Everything is an equal exchange. Everything is recycled. Everything is recycled.
Right.
But are you trying to, are you trying to recycle trash, or are you trying to recycle recyclables?
Yeah, that's true.
I can do that. I can do that by myself. I mean, but that doesn't make it a good idea. It does not make it a good idea. So anyway, get off the ego and just have an ego. Get off the ego and just have an ego waffle, that is. Don't worry about the small stuff. Cater to that which is organic and that really, really matters, because that is what's gonna pull you through straight up. And I'm talking from a stepfather, I'm talking from a father, I'm talking from a man that was unsure at several points in time. But here we are. Here we are. And we're both wishing that we would have taken that leap years ago to add on to our years of marriage. This stuff is dope. I wish I could cuss, but this is dope. This is dope. It inspired me as an artist. But I appreciate you guys having this platform. This is so well needed. We need a lot more of this. And I appreciate you, brothers. All right.
All right. Thank you.
That's true, man.
I appreciate you too.
If you could use one word, you could use one word, King. Excuse me, Charlie. If you could use one word to describe, you know, how you hung in there. Or, you know, one way to basically tell people how you hung in there through the long years of your marriage, what would you say?
Ooh, one word. I would say, easy. I would say this. No, not easy ain't the word. I'm going to say this one right here. I'm going to say this. Mirror. Or in other words, reflection.
Okay.
You get what you give. You give what you get.
That's true.
Somebody has to lead. Somebody has to follow. Somebody has to lead. Somebody has to follow. We have to learn to do both. Reflection. That's the word I'm going to go with. It's reflection.
Okay. Let's go.
Reflection.
Y'all hear
Man,
that?
You know what? Yeah, I want to get like more of these notices on my page. I just gotta say to you brothers, put you like you guys like primarily like in my favorites. That's what's gonna happen right now. This is real. And I'm gonna spread the word.
We do it every Wednesday and Sunday. So Wednesday around this time and Sunday around noonish. Like after 12.
Oh, righteous.
So yeah.
Righteous. Yeah.
Yeah, you can add me or him. If you want to stay a little closer to the contact, you can add me or him on Facebook. And we generally post before we air, you know.
Okay.
And if you guys have, on the line, we also say our contact information at the end of the show.
Okay. Now if you brothers want to do like even like a marquee or something like some illustrations to help, you know, better promote the show, let me know.
We're working on that.
Well, you're talking to an artist.
That'll
be great.
Yeah. I just did one of
them. That'll be great. Please
on
add one of us, man. Please add one of us.
Yeah, Christopher Aitman with a K. Last name, Aiteman.
Aiteman.
Yeah, Christopher with a K. Kris.
Bet.
And my name is Paul Fenwick Bay. FENWICK. -BEY.
BEY?
Hold on. Yeah, Paul Fenwick Bay.
Let me look on this. All right. What are you thinking? Okay, I got you. Yeah, it's done. I have an art show coming up real soon in Dallas. So, like I said, if you guys need some illustrations going on, let me know. And we'll work the thing out. I'm all about promoting brothers that are trying and sisters that are trying. We can use what little that we have to get everything that we need together.
All right.
Big. We all we got.
That's true. Calling.
All right, y'all stay up.
Yeah, you too. Peace and love, brother.
Peace.
Okay. We're going to keep it moving. Keep it moving. Bring in another caller. Voice your opinion.
You said what? What'd you say, Paul? Hello? Hello? I don't know if he got cut out or what happened. Yeah, sorry for the interruption. I think his phone must have got disconnected. He should be getting back online in about probably like 1 minute. So just one break. One second.
Hey, I'm back. I'm back. My fault. My line cut off, but I'm back in line. I'm going to take it to the lines once again, like I said. Sorry for the interruption. Okay, we're going to start off with... Oh, you know what? I'm going to keep it local real quick. I'm going to take it to a caller. Area code, and if you don't want to speak,
please,
you don't have to speak. If you want to, you don't have to speak on the relationship.
Hello?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, what happened?
You got cut off? Yeah, I got cut off, but I'm back, though.
All right, good.
Take it to the lab. Like I said, if you don't want to speak on the topic, you can just give a shout-out if you want to. You know, tell us where you're calling from and your contact information. So we're going to take it to area code 252. The last four digits of your number is 5517. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hey, how you doing, Quinn?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Shar.
Shara?
Shar.
Shar?
How you doing,
Quinn? Okay, hey.
Good.
Where you calling from?
I'm in the Raleigh area, but just in relationship, as the gentleman was saying before, I think reflection, knowing your fault, listening, communication, you have to listen to each other. You have to be able to compromise. You can't just be, this is what I stand for, because you're one in a relationship, or at least that's what you're looking forward to becoming. So I think in relationships, that's one of the main things: compromise, communication, listening, trust, honesty. If you don't have those foundations, you have nothing.
I agree 100%.
But that's all I called to say.
Okay, can you tell the people your contact information?
My contact information? I don't want them to have my contact information.
Okay, that's not at all.
All right,
y'all
have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Yes, Queen, thank you for calling. Okay. Thank Gravy. Take it to the phone line some more. Different individuals. You know what, though? Before we take it to the phone line, before we take it to the phone line, though, I want to speak myself a little more on relationships and relationship goals, things of that nature. First, I just want to say that no relationship should be easy. You know, it should be fun and entertaining. But at it shouldn't be easy. It should be far from easy. Every relationship should have growth. Challenges in a relationship actually show you awareness and progression. It shows you things that you need to work on to be a couple or to be in a companionship situation. At the end of the day, we also have to also realize that nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. So what we must focus on is trying to make the other individual, our spouse, better in the likeness of their life. Not all, not, how could I put it? Not all the way basically about what you want as an individual, but what your spouse wants also. And that's one thing that we tend to really look over. You know, we don't really look out for our spouse in the aspect of what he or she wants for themselves. You know, we want to make a person the way that we want them to be. But at the end of the day, we all grown. We all grown. You got certain habits that you exhibit now that ain't going nowhere without some hard teaching and training. So we got to have patience, man. We got to have patience when you're talking about relationships and offering someone love forever. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that, but love is detrimental, and understanding is detrimental to love. Communication is detrimental to success. So basically, it all depends. What'd you say, bro?
I said, yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just basically, it's just all about putting forth the effort that you need to make sure that your relationship is successful. It takes hard work. It's sweat. It's just like a job. It's just like a promotion. Just like when you go to work. Start off at the bottom. Start off as friends or text buddies, whatever it may be. And you get your promotion. You work hard. You put in work. You get your promotion. You move up. You know, it should be easier as you move up. It shouldn't be getting harder. If your relationship is getting harder, that's because it's no communication and understanding. You're not understanding your spouse, or your spouse is not understanding you. Y'all still arguing over dumb shit? It's because there's no understanding. One of you is not getting it. You know, it takes two to come to a compromise. It takes two to have an understanding. Another thing I want to discuss about relationships is cheating. I mean, cheating is the number one cause of basically why relationships are not successful. And until we understand that cheating is detrimental to that, we're going to keep going in circles. We're going to keep trying to find the love of our life. We're going to keep trying to find that special woman. But like I said before, if you're not mature enough to be humble with that woman, how can you have a successful relationship? You know, sex ain't everything in a relationship. Sex ain't even nothing, to be honest, because if the sex, I don't care if the sex is great. If you can't cook and you can't do duties that I don't require, that I need you to, duties that are required that I need of you, you know, to help me building of my empire, then it should be no building going on between us, period. We got to understand that. We can't keep on trying to put trust in people who are not exhibiting these things to show us that they have what's necessary, the requirements necessary that we need, you know. We just got to stop putting so much faith into it, man. We really got to tighten up. But I ain't going to talk y'all heads off. I'm going to take it to the line again. Take it to the line again, unless you got something that you want to say, bro. Okay. We're going to take it to the lines.
No, I'm good. Bring it to the lines.
Okay. All right. We'll take it to the lines. That's how we do this. Basically, what we do is we call your first three digits of your area code, last four of your phone number. You come through, topic of discussion. It's relationship roles or relationship, anything pertaining to a companionship or relationship. If you don't want to speak on that topic, you can also give a shout out. Just state your name and where you call them. Area code, we're going to take it to Maryland. We got a Maryland caller on the line. So we're going to take it to the Maryland area.
Uh-oh.
I'm just scrolling, people. We got like three or four different Maryland numbers. So just scrolling, trying to pick them at random. first three, 240, last four, 3997. I'm going to pass you through now. Caller, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey,
how you doing? So anyway, even though I have a Maryland number, I'm in Atlanta. I'm an Africana woman scholar, and as a matter of fact, I'm on Facebook, and I just helped a sister compile a book on the 10 on marriage, on how to keep a man. That's the name, how to keep a man. 7 effective steps to a happy steps to a happy marriage. So it's I just chimed in. I just saw this on Facebook, so I just chimed in. So what I want to say about relationships is that I think that I got interested in this topic back in 2000 when I saw this email that had went viral, and it was talking about how black men basically that they love like white women. And so that's what during that time is when I began to see the trend of black men and black women kind of like having a taste for each other. And what I like to say about it is that I think that, of course, I know that drugs have, you know, crack, cocaine has done a lot to break down family and relationships, but I think that women just, you know, a lot of women just haven't been educated and schooled on how to be a woman. And the same thing with men, but especially women. And I say that because I became a 5%er, then I started studying after 5%er the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam, I used to go to the they used to have classes and teaching women how to sew and basic things like that. And I feel that women have lost the sense through the whole trickology of feminism and oppression and, you know, all the other things that have women. And I also think that the chemicals, what they're eating, chemicals that they use on hair, I feel that that's affecting the mentality. And a lot of black women that I've been coming across, and from my studies, I feel like a lot of them are unbalanced, and that, you know, that whole hype with I don't need a man has really forced them mentally, and they don't, and black women, you know, a lot of them have become so egotistical that they don't want to accept the fact that everybody and everything does have a place, you know, and just like the sun, and everybody submits. And I think that, you know, through feminism, they bought into feminism and then got dropped off by white women. Once white women achieved what they wanted, that, you know, that black women are now, I think they're just too proud to admit that they made a mistake and that there isn't all out attack upon our family. And I believe that the black woman, you know, is the earth and she's the beginning. But she's a nurturer, and she has a place, and I think that black women have lost their place, and so therefore they don't even know how to approach and deal with a man. They can attract a man physically, but they don't know how to keep a man because, you know, the first thing they want to say out their mouth is, you know, a bitch-ass nigga. You know, they just don't know how to deal with men and to handle it. They just haven't been taught. And then the mothers, it seems like the older women, middle-aged women, older, are just as immature as younger women, and I think it's just a lack of, you know, of the correct, like they gotta be go through a rites of passage. I think, and that's what I think.
That's
okay?
True.
That's what I think. And so the sister, you know, my name is Ivy Houston, and I'm on Facebook. And the sister that I compiled this book with, she wrote, she's married, and she was writing about relationships, and she herself, I guess, so she talks about it from a Christian standpoint. I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but I just think that black men have to give back to self, you know, and to eliminate, I think, you know, all this and all these other things that they're doing it from a Eurocentric perspective, I think is driving them insane because they still not accept it.
Right.
That's what I think.
That's true.
Yeah, that's deep. What's up?
Yeah, so that's what I think. And I think it's just ego, and I think we just really gotta, you know, if you speak, and I speak to sisters, you know, like I am from the Maryland area, and I'm just here in Atlanta in graduate school. And, you know, my friends, you know, when I talk to them, they like, you know, well, he gotta have money, and this one gotta have money, and this one gotta have money. But when I talk to them, you know, they're still single, you know, And I asked them, you know, you can meet somebody that has money, but what happens if they lose their money when they with you? Then what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to... And then I think that black women are unrealistic in, and I'm not trying to bash black women at all. I'm saying they're unrealistic. And that's what causes the insanity, because, you know, if you look at systemic racism and oppression, how can we be equal when the oppression and racism and psychology is inbuilt into the system? So how can a black man be equal when they're dealing with all of these, you know, all of these things, you know, that we have to face, you know,
yeah,
collectively as people? So I just think that it's unrealistic, and the frustration, the anger, what I realized is that the anger that black women have is really depression turned into anger, but it's depression. So
that's true.
That's what I have to say about it.
All right.
So what do you
think?
What do you think we as men can do to help relieve that stress on our women? From a woman's perspective, you know?
I don't think that there's much that men, you know, men can do, because I think, first of all, that it's a thing that women have to deal with collectively as women. You know, women have lost, they have no sisterhood. And, you know, when you can sit down and like, I'm 56 years old, and so I would be the one that would be teaching women how to be a woman. I would be, you know, teaching young girls. And when you don't, they that's what they're missing. You know, fathers can show their daughters how to be, you know, how to behave. But the fathers, you know, due to the high incarceration rate and the rate of black men being killed in the streets, I mean, we're looking at that. We say rest in peace, but, you know, those are lies. They, you know, those are black men that aren't there for their families. They haven't had children, you know, so you start to look at the amount of men that we're losing, you know, the guidance that women need, like I said, I think we have to do a rites of passage, and I think that women need to be taking the women, I would like to start some type of program where I teach women etiquette, how to, because that's what I was taught, you know. I mean, I wasn't taught until I was in my middle 20s, but someone did teach me, and I think it starts with the women, and women have to learn. It's something that has to be, like Muslims. If you look at Muslims, like, they'll separate, like, they'll have, you know, the men on one side and the women on the other side. There are women issues that need to be dealt with women, and women need to be training their young girls how to be women. And because men don't understand, I'm not saying that they can't understand, but, you know, you got hormonal issues, you got so many issues that are private that should just be dealt with women. Men aren't going to understand. You know, they just going to think women are, yo, she going through her change again, I'm going to step outside. You know, it's hard for a man to really understand, you know, the dynamics that might be happening to women. I think a lot of women are mentally ill. I think that they really need, you know, psychological counseling. I think it's that post-traumatic slave syndrome, I just feel like that's a true and real diagnosis. And then, you know, when you deal with women, there are other issues, female issues and hormonal issues that also can further affect the imbalance. Besides the food that they're eating, I mean, they just don't know how to even care for their bodies and their cells. They don't know how to cook. You know, they're eating fast foods that also affect the hormones. So it's a psychological thing, you know. So
yeah.
I don't think that there's much that men can really do. The men that I have met are just basically scared of black women. They don't even want to deal with them because of the issues.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so you think that they're afraid of the black woman?
Yeah, a lot of black men, you know, yeah, a lot of black men, you know, like I have had brothers, you know, that really attracted to me, but because they've had situations where they've been attracted to women, and once the women got them or whatever, then they'll turn on them. And, you know, I got a brother, a young brother now, he says that women are always trying to attack him, you know, and he feels like it's because he's a good dude, and that they, because he, the way that he treats them, they're not used to being treated that way, and then
right.
They don't know how to maintain it. And so then he's like, I just gonna turn into a dirty nigga just like everybody else. But that's not really the answer. Because everything that we do, for me, what I believe is that it's karma. You know, so what you put out is what you get back. you know. And so when you act aggressively like that as a female, you know, you're going to attract aggressiveness and negativity, you know. So it's more than just what meets the eye, you know what I'm saying? You got to be gentle. You got to understand, like, they have no self-awareness, you know. And so you would have to be the father to teach your daughter about self-awareness, how to care for her body, how you know, how, what happens, what might be happening when your period is, your mood may change, you know, what you can do, the vitamins or minerals you may be deficient in. And see, that all comes, you know, from cooking, home cooking, and, you know, just being taught your skills. And they don't have the skills. They have the skills to go out and make that money and work in corporate America, but corporate America makes you crazy too.
Yeah.
You know, because after they finish with you, they throw you to the side like a dirt, you know, like a dirty shoe, you know. So, you know, and that's the trick. You know, that's the trick. And so then when they realize they've been tricked, then they really get angry, you know. But
yeah,
by then you all used up. Nobody wants you. You 50 years old and now you bitter. You know, when you was 20 and bitter, it looked cute, you know, because you still had, you was looking good. But don't nobody want no old problem, you know?
Right.
They really
right.
don't. I mean, that's just real, you know. So it just goes unchecked. And then they raise, then they have daughters and they raise their daughters to be gold diggers and stuff. And it's just like a vicious cycle.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can't
true,
tell
queen.
Us nothing. We know everything. We don't listen, and listening is a skill. We don't listen. We haven't been taught. That's what I'm saying. It's a skill. These things have to be taught. Like, you got to learn to shut up and listen. Everything got its place. And if you say that to, you know, a black woman, or if you know, or women, you don't tell me what to do. I'm paying a motherfucking bill, you know, and then it's all of that. So what you going to do with that? You can't do nothing with that. You got to be receptive and open and humble. You know, and by the time they get humble, it's too late. You know, it takes, like, you know, some catastrophe to happen, and then they become humble. But by then, you broke down. Ain't no, you can't catch what you used to catch. You know,
right.
You can't, you know, you that's not attractive no more. You know what I'm saying? You're not catching that no more. And
you ain't
so,
physically,
you know,
attractive no more. Well, you know,
it's a lack of sex, because, you know, I have beautiful women that niggas won't even fuck her. You know, because she talked too much, run her mouth too much. And I'm just being real. I mean, you know, people may not like what I'm saying, but it's just, you know, that's unattractive. You can attract a man, you can seduce a man, but it's more to it than that. How do you keep and maintain a relationship? How do you maintain that and keep that going? That's what, you know, when the rubber hits the curb.
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, you know, so that's my take on it. And I try to talk to women all day long, you know, but, you know, they swear, you know, he got to have this, he got to have something, you know. So now I ask the sister, well, what do you have? And what if people put value on you like that, and then you lose your job? So you're going to tell me the same thing that you're putting out there that you want from a man. Now the man is wanting the same thing from you. Okay, so now when you don't have that, what does that mean, that you're less valuable? I mean, because everybody got a pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody got a pussy. I mean, so what makes you stand out from the next woman?
That's
so
true.
You know, yeah. So I mean, I have a hard time talking to women. I try to help them, you know, but a lot of my friends are mentally ill. You know, they play tricks and games. I mean, they 45, 50, still playing stupid games, you know, not answering the phone because they want them to think they doing, they out, and they be right there at home not doing nothing. I mean, you know, like, yo, tricks are for kids.
Right.
So that's what I
think. True, Queenie.
Well,
thank
I just
you.
Feel like women
thank
need
you.
To
we
be
appreciate
trained by
that.
Women. Yeah, that's what I feel.
Hi, what's your Facebook page?
I'm Iris, I-R-I-S Houston, H-O-U-S-T-O-N. I'm a real estate agent. I'm an Africana women scholar. I mentor young women, and I mentor young adults. I have 4 sons. I have a multiply handicapped son. I work with the disabled black adult. Everything I do is from an Afrocentric perspective. Iris Houston.
Okay. That's great. Make sure you add one of us. Make sure you add
all
one
right.
of us or both of us.
Okay, what's your name? Your Facebook name.
Oh.
I'll find you because that's how I called. That's how I called you from the thing. I'll find it.
Okay. Yeah, if you stay tuned, the show over in about like 10 minutes, we'll actually say our contact information at the end of the show. Also, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. I hope I added something to the conversation.
Yes, ma'am. You added your opinion, and it was greatly appreciated. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to take it to the lines one more time. We got time for one more caller. Caller, please keep it short and simple. I'm going to bring you in. Topic of discussion, relationships. Either speak on the discussion if you would like or give a shout-out. Tell us your contact information and where you're calling from. Caller area code 478, last four digits. It's going to be 1851. Caller, can you hear?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Queen?
I'm okay. Blessed. Okay. I called in on a discussion of relationships. See, first of all, my name is Claudette. I'm from Detroit, but I'm at work right now.
Okay. Shout out to Detroit.
Yeah. But first of all, relationship ain't about having sex, you know? And
yeah.
I was listening in or whatever to the little calls or whatever. It's not about having sex or whatever. It's about, to me, you know, there's no point in having a relationship if you're not going to further off into marriage, you know, because you can have false emotions.
True.
You know,
that's true.
And that's just from having sex, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I feel like, you know, many, many women nowadays have everything just messed up. They blame it on the men, but the women do, you know? What about the women that's supposed to cook, clean, or whatever, support your sister, support your brother, you know, last long, you know, support the kids? Because I look at it all as being one and whole.
Okay.
But I don't know, because, you know, they down talk. You know, everybody got their own opinion. This is just mine.
Yeah. It's greatly appreciated, honestly. People listening to you, you know, it's flow on you right now, Queen.
Yeah. But as far as the relationship, if that person don't give you that little twitch and that little tingle in your stomach, or, you know, a decent conversation, or just off back, just saying, how they do this and this or whatever, as far as, like, sexual fantasies, there's no reason to go further with that person, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I look at it. What about mindset? Huh? What about Caribbean cruises? What about going somewhere? Show me something different, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Everybody can have sex with somebody. That's just what I to each his own.
That's true. It's not about sex and all. I think we devalue a relationship, you know, when we make it about sex and all. I think that we all should, you know, to each his own opinion, you know, but hold out. Hold off on sex as long as you can. I mean, try to see if things are still, if y'all not going to argue or not going to bump heads without the sex, you know. Sex is not everything. It's more about mind stimulation. You know what I'm saying? Mind stimulation is everything.
That's true. That is so true.
People don't understand that.
Yeah, that's so true. I just stay back and I watch. I'm 28 years old. I don't got no kids. I'm not going to be no baby mama. I can't. You know, and I ain't throwing no shade on nobody who is a single parent, you know. But I feel like you got to know your value out here. You got to know what your worth is.
Right.
You know, if you strive low, you get low. You go high. You know, you get high.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I'm always going to be low because I strive high. So that's how I look at it.
That's what's up.
But other than that, you know, you guys have a blessed night.
You too.
That's true, Queen. Thank you. Thank you for calling and voicing your opinion. And please stay tuned. I don't know if you know of us on social media or friends with us, but please stay tuned so you can get our contact information from us.
Oh, definitely.
All right, keep it going.
Okay. It's about that time.
trying to wrap it up. Wrap it up, world.
All right.
We had a great show today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. Did I cut you off?
Yeah.
Apologize. We had a great show today. Thank everybody for calling in today. Real laid back show today, relationships. Our next show is on Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So stay tuned for that. Topic of discussion is still up in the air. You know, so email us, inbox us, hit us up, let us know what y'all want to hear, what y'all want to talk about, what we need to talk about, because this is the people's voice.
Mm-hmm.
This is the people's voice. So I appreciate all the callers out there. Shout out to Detroit. Shout out to Georgia. Who else we had calling in today, bro? Maryland.
Detroit, Georgia.
Shout out to Maryland.
Detroit.
Somebody
from Detroit.
Yeah. Shout out to Detroit. Shout out to Raleigh. We had someone call in from Raleigh, North Carolina. So, you know, appreciate all the love and support. And we're constantly growing. We're constantly growing. So we're just going to keep growing and keep moving forward. You know, that's all that matters. I'm going to go ahead and take it out. You can also hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on Facebook at Paul Fenwick Bay, and that's S-E-N-W-I-C-K hyphen B-E-Y, a.k.a. Crown Holder Cuzzo with two Z's. You want to tell him how to hit you up, bro?
Sure.
Chris.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you want to tell him how to hit you up, bro, how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, just look me up on Facebook, Christopher with a K, K-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, last name A-T-E-M-A-N. Or you can like my like page on the Black Power Ranger.
That's right, that's right. Stay tuned.
All right, yeah.
Stay tuned.
Till
peace
Sunday.
Peace and love, everybody. No justice, no
peace.
Peace
and love. Let
the struggle go. Turn that radio.
Let the struggle go. All day.
Black Power Nation.
Black Power Nation. All day. Black Power forever.
Yeah. Shout out to the Moore Science Temple. Shout out to everybody tuned in. We gotta stay tuned. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate. It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as black as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
Let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go on.
This is my life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, swear to God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind. This is my life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, swear to God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind. myself in the mirror. I done paid off some dues. Now it's time to inherit.
Yes,
see them copy like parrots. I know they sneaky as ferrets. This my life, not embarrassed. I still got fans out of Paris. The way I'm living is hectic. On my way to be legend. Shock my haters electric. Like some lightning from heaven. My heart goes out to the kings. My country watching its back. I can't see their opinion. Too busy watching the facts. Bangs running too long just to end up short. Connected in the game like a USB port. Prepared to go to war. Fuck holding down the fort. Only God.